does that mean everything's connected and this is going to be all of the Spider-Man universes? No, no. I'm sure the Hollywood Reporter only meant to say that he's going to be playing that character again, not that exact same character. So the rumor that the rumors, I guess, that have sprung from this say that. Hello, Nerdy Legion. That was a little bit of a clipped audio, and I apologize. But today we are doing another episode of Comic Talk. Today's Comic Talk headlines. It is going to be a short episode. TV streaming is pretty hefty, but that is the only hefty piece. So, reminder, October, the end of this month, we are going to be taking a little bit of a break. And then the end of November, we're going to be taking quite a bit of a break through the month of December and into the month of January. There will be less episodes and shorter episodes, which I'm sure some of you are totally like, I'm game because you talk too much. That being said, here is the news, guys. So let's talk about TV streaming. This is the largest section of the episode, and it's pretty average size comparatively, but we're going to start things off in the follow-up section, and that first is the Orville. We got an interview with Seth MacFarlane on Instagram somehow, but he did say, Seth MacFarlane, the creator of the Orville and Family Guy and so on and so forth, he said that they are still in the planning stages for going back into production, but they are going to be going back into production on season 3, which will be exclusively on Hulu whenever it launches. He made it a point to say that when you work on a show such as this, where there is a lot of prosthetics and a lot of makeup, that requires a lot of very close contact. And that very close contact is kind of an issue when you're in the middle of a pandemic. So once they get all of the logistics figured out, there will be an update and we will go back to production. So that's what we have there. We're moving next into The Lord of the Rings. This one's also very quick. We do have the official announcement that they as well are back in production, not working on it, but they have actually begun to do the producing of the things. And then the next piece is a casting piece for Miss Marvel. The Disney Plus series has cast their lead role, Miss Marvel. Kamala Khan, the name of the actress is Iman Vellani. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right. Very new actress, very young, as you would expect to play somebody like Kamala Khan. So yeah, definitely going to be interesting to see. She's already voiced some very interesting opinions that I'm sure don't have a lot of people in the Disney camp, as well as, you know, certain other camps super stoked, but we're going to definitely be keeping tabs on this, and we'll be watching the show when it comes out. So the last piece of updates, follow-ups, whatever you want to call it, is Batwoman. So we have another casting announcement, and this time it is for the properly named Victor Zsasz. So whatever that James Zsasz thing that we got in the rumors section a little while ago was, who even freaking knows, but it was probably code, quote unquote, code language for Victor, because reasons. But we do have, so the name of the actor is Alex Morph. He actually was a very small role on the Gotham series, so he is no stranger to the Batman mythology. And yeah, he looks great for the part. I'm super excited to see what he can bring to this. If the addition of Zsasz is going to save the series, we will find out. That is all we have for follow-ups. Now let's move over to new pieces, and that starts us off with the Sandman series. So the Sandman, the series is supposed to go into production sometime in the next 3 weeks, roughly. But they still don't have an actor to play Morpheus, apparently, but they do have contract discussions going on with an actor named Tom Sturridge. Now, I looked up, I actually did the research for Tom Sturridge this time. I looked him up on his wiki. He has very few acting credits as far as like TV and movies go. He does have some stage credits, but nothing really in the nerd realm. So it'll be very interesting and actually kind of makes a whole lot of sense that they're going for somebody who's a seasoned stage actor to play a role in a Neil Gaiman adaptation. So yeah, definitely going to be interested to see what happens there. We're moving next. Now we're talking about Conan the Barbarian. There is a new series on Netflix in development for Conan the Barbarian. They are looking currently for a showrunner producer as well as a main director. But Netflix producers at the powers that be are looking to develop a Conan the Barbarian. Wow. Okay. We're moving on because that's just my mind's just going to keep giggling at that. Our last piece is a thing called Batman Unburied. Now, this is not a visual series. This is a podcast series that will be available soon. The reason we're talking about it here because it's episodic content. Because it's a podcast, even though it's not TV, it's technically streaming. But the big thing about this is David S. Goyer is going to be one of the, and if not the main producer on this project. So David S. Goyer was one of the brains behind Christopher Nolan's Batman series, and we saw how amazing that was. I'm very interested to see what else Goyer can bring to the Bat mythos, and if this will gel well with what we already know of the Bat mythos, or if they're going to do like they did with Wolverine, where all of the sudden nobody knows what mutants are, even though it's still the Marvel unit. I don't know. So yeah, this is not Marvel, obviously. That was a comparison. But yeah, very interested to see what this podcast becomes and also what Goyer's contributions are. That is TV streaming. Now let's talk about movies. We only have two pieces all day in movies, and the first one is a follow-up. That follow-up is Matrix 4. This is just a minor casting announcement in that Agent Johnson, if you remember from the second two original, so the Revelations and Revolution, I don't remember. The two other Matrix movies, not the first one and not the new one, Agent Johnson was the new lead agent after Agent Smith was liberated, if you will. So Daniel Bernhardt was the guy who played Agent Johnson. Why are we talking about such a minor casting thing? Well, I'm sure I knew this somewhere. I'm sure I've looked it up a number of times, and I definitely, whenever I watch it, I go, oh, it's that guy. So Daniel Bernhardt was the guy who played a character named Zero in the Mortal Kombat Conquest series, the live-action series on TNT years and years ago. So anytime anything's related to Mortal Kombat, I'm going to cover it, and you're just going to have to suck it up. So our actual news piece is Spider-Man 3, and this is everywhere, and everyone is saying this incorrectly. So let me set this record straight. As I bumped the microphone, I apologize. Let me set the record straight. As everyone is saying that this is a done deal. This is not a done deal. As of recording this morning, this is not a done deal. Jamie Foxx is in talks to reprise, quote unquote, I'm using the quote from The Hollywood Reporter, Jamie Foxx is in talks to reprise his role as Electro in the third Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. Now, notice my word choice there. He is in talks to reprise that role. There's also, we're going to get into the reprise section. That'll actually go into the rumor mill. But Jamie Foxx has not signed a contract. It is being announced, though, officially that he potentially will be playing that role in this movie. There, I said it straight. We're going forward. Just read the fine print, guys. Don't just read headlines, because everyone's going to put the garbage in the headlines, and then you're going to go, oh my God, this is true. And it's really not necessarily true. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're moving on to the rumor mill. All right. So rumor mill, we only have two pieces. So before we get into those two pieces, let's talk about that Spider-Man piece first. Because this is bleeding over from the movies, right? So the reprise word seems to be catching people up as well. Reprise this role. Now, what did The Hollywood Reporter mean when they said reprise this role? Does that mean everything's connected and this is going to be all of the Spider-Man universes? No. No. I'm sure The Hollywood Reporter only meant to say that he's going to be playing that character again. Not that exact same character. So the rumor that the rumors, I guess, that have sprung from this say that Jamie Foxx is going to be the exact same Electro from the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies, and he just teleported from one universe to the other. Now, that would be fun, and that would totally be comic books, but I honestly think the possibility of that being legit, even though we do also have the same J. Jonah Jameson from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, it's not the same J. Jonah Jameson. J.K. Simmons is playing the character of J. Jonah Jameson, just the version in this universe. Like, this is not the multiverse coming together, nerds. I'm sorry. So the likelihood that these things are real is about 10%, and that's being generous. Honestly, Electro is not, this is my 100% opinion, but Electro is not going to be the guy from the Garfield series, and J. Jonah Jameson is not going to be the guy from the Raimi series. Just not gonna happen. And now let's get into the other new rumors. All right, so first up, we're talking about Star Wars, and actually, very specifically, we're talking about Darth Bane. There have been a number of rumors circulating that say there are multiple, not just one, but multiple projects that are going to be involving Darth Bane coming to Disney, Disney Plus, so on and so forth, in the very near future. Near-ish future, I guess, is probably more accurate. So Darth Bane is a Sith Lord that started the Rule of Two, because, you know, all of the Sith were killing each other because they're evil and they're greedy, and that's how the Sith roll. So all of that being said, everyone killed themselves off, and then Darth Bane was the only one left. He brought on an apprentice, and that is the beginning of the Rule of Two. So he's pretty significant in the Star Wars mythos. Back in the days of the Old Republic is when this all happened. So that kind of feeds fuel for those Old Republic rumors, but also Disney Star Wars is not getting a whole lot right, so it still could be High Republic. Is this possible? Is this likely? Likelihood that we're going to be seeing Darth Bane, multiple Darth Bane projects? I don't know about multiple, but Darth Bane, sure. Percentage for that, I'm going to say probably about 50-50. Darth Bane is a big character. He's kind of an underwhelming fan favorite, but yeah. I think that's fairly legit. It could be equally as not legit, but I personally want to say yes. And then our only other piece is Mortal Kombat 11. And again, this is a data mine, so it's not necessarily a rumor or a leak. It's just somebody reading lines of code and saying this is what's in here, and then everybody making conjecture. So the Thinny, once again, has reported that he found code in the next potential DLC, because there was a recent update from Mortal Kombat 11 saying that Rambo is going to be the next guest character, and Rain and Molina are going to be the next DLC Mortal Kombat characters. I think this is a troll, 100%, because Paramount, I'm pretty sure Paramount owns Rambo. Also, Molina, we've heard multiple times that Molina is not going to be in this game. So the likelihood that Rambo is going to be in the game, I'm going to say I'll give that about 20% likelihood. The likelihood that Molina is going to be in this game, I'll give that about 10% likelihood. And the likelihood that Rain's going to be in this game, I'm going to go about 40% on Rain, just because there's not a whole lot of reason for him not to be. But that's all we got for rumors, guys. I'm sorry. And that does it for this episode of Headlines, Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject, and subscribe to any of those which you would like. If you want to go deeper into nerd news, you want the full news episode that goes into other topics, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.